Chapter 4. "Oh, this is so truly good," Glasser said.
"My thoughts exactly," Weaver agreed. McBain had already compared the ichor found at the site to the other two biologies and come up blank. All three appeared to come from different evolutionary backgrounds. "Any ideas, other than digging in?"
A platoon of combat engineers was felling the hummock, violating numerous environmental regulations if anyone was interested at the moment, while a company of National Guardsmen were attempting to dig in. As in much of Florida, the water table in the area was high.
"Find out what's on the other side," Glasser said.
"If they're hostile, and I have to admit that appears to be the case, that might not be too healthy," Weaver pointed out.
"Toss a couple of satchel charges through first, sir," the Command Master Chief said.
Command Master Chief Miller was about 6 feet tall and just about as broad, with a bald head and a wad of chew bulging out the left cheek. He pushed the wad across and then spat on the ground, never letting his M4 carbine track away from the glittering mirror.
"Then go in tactical, get a look around and get back out."
"What about blowback through the gate?" Glasser asked.
"Well, the backside doesn't appear to be functional as a gate, sir," Miller answered. "I'd say we toss them, duck around back and hunker down, then go back around and through."
"Works for me," Glasser said.
"Make it so.
Oh, and Chief?"
"Yes, sir."
"You are not the first guy through the gate."
"Yes, sir,"
Miller said, his face unreadable.
"Neither am I, but I am going to be on the team."
First, the environment suits. The SEALs had been using them on the other side of the Orlando gate so much, they were used to them now. Then the mask, then the hood, then the body armor, then the air tank, then the ammo harness, last of all, the weapon and the helmet.
"Wish these face masks were ballistic protective," Glasser said, as Weaver helped him get adjusted.
"Have fun," Weaver said.
"Don't I always?"
The five-man team had assembled by the gate, two of them swinging satchel charges in their hands. The satchel charge was a nylon bag filled with explosives.